voices of Delmarva are as diverse as our landscape. 71-year-old Gordon Gladden, along with his brother, is restoring the skipjack known as the Ida May, built in 1906, just in time for the skipjack races off of Deer Island.
We had her pulled on October the 28th, 2005, and decided to go ahead and tear out about 20 feet of her bottom. And when we got into those 20 feet, we kept looking north and south, and we found out that more than 20 feet was rotten, and we kept on tearing out. And by the time we finished tearing out, we had torn out the whole bottom and the keel. Then we started tearing out the sides, and then the ribs, and the stem, and the inner stem, and so by the end, it was just it was a complete rebuild. These boats were built for the weather, but they weren't built to last 100 years. They were cheaply built with local pine and local oak. The boards are a full 2 inches thick. I had to have them specially cut for that purpose. And the sideboards were up to 20 feet long. The longer they are, the easier they bend around the bend in the boat. They're heavy. So, yeah, it's hard work.
And, yeah, this is the kind of thing that certainly people that your father worked with and your grandfather obviously worked with had to do on a regular basis.
Yeah. And the boat builders, you know, they would, I have pictures of them building boats back in at the turn of the 20th century, and there'd be 10 or 12 fellows, and I guess they were probably specialists, you know, maybe one person knew how to put the bottom on, and another did the sides, and somebody else did the keel, and they did this with hand tools, you know, and we found wooden pegs that they used, you know, they had a hand plane everything, a hand drill everything. I just don't know how they ever finished a boat, to be very truthful.
As a matter of fact, I understand you found all of these little wooden pegs, I guess, throughout the entire structure.
Yeah. We think that some of them were probably covering up mistakes, that they would get to a point where things were coming together and they didn't come together as well as they wanted them to, and they would put a wooden peg in there to hold it. And it's amazing. Some of the plugs, some of them looked like they were just put in there yesterday.
What was that life like for you?
We had a store, and all the watermen would come tell stories about the day that they just worked, or 50-year-ago days. And I, as a young child, I was born in 1940, so in the 45 to 50, I would listen to these old men who had, you know, were 80 years old then, tell stories about the water, and it was an exciting time for me to listen to these people. You just got to know everybody. I probably knew everybody in the four communities down there when I grew up.
Do you remember any of those stories?
Well, yeah, there was a fellow that I didn't know ever worked on the water, and he was talking about one time he went with his father, and they had a big family of boys, and they caught oysters so big that he was putting them on his arm like wood that was piled up on his arm. So after the store closed that night, I said to my father, "Dad, I don't remember Mr. Wilmer working on the boat. He must have been a young man." He said, "I don't think Wilmer ever worked on a boat." He said, "That's just an old wives' tale that he's telling."
Did you go out with your father when he was on the skipjack?
Well, my father was never the captain, but my grandfather had a skipjack. And, yeah, my brother Albert and I went out. I was probably 11, and Albert was 16 or 17 at the time. And my grandfather took us out on a Saturday morning. And it was a December day, cold, blowing, and ice would form when you pull the dredges up. And I was telling somebody yesterday, every oyster, it seems to me, that I put up, my grandfather would pick it up because I was calling near him, and he'd look at it and he'd throw it overboard because it wasn't big enough. And he didn't want to get me arrested for having two small oysters. So, no, it was not a fun day. And my brother and I look back on that as the day that we decided that we didn't want to be watermen.
But there's a whole community that does.
Oh, yeah. And I love them all. They're self-reliant. They're the hardest working people you've ever known. They're dedicated to their craft, and their craft is Orstern and Crabbin. And they're just nice, decent people. Most of them are church going on Sunday morning. You'll go to church, and the same people that you see in church are the same people that you'll see on the Oyster Rocks or the Crab Bars during the week.
71-year-old Gordon Gladden, one of the many voices of Delmarva. This is Don Rush. To hear this story again, please visit delmarvapublicradio.net.